This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 54 for Thursday, September 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were down sharply on Thursday, with speculative long liquidation and a lack of willing buyers behind some of the weakness. Canola down $14 to nearly $30, November down $29.70 at $851.80 per ton. With Canadian canola production expected to be down sharply on the year, end users are already showing signs of rationing demand. Losses in the Chicago soy complex and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the weakness in canola. The larger-than-expected ending stocks reported by Statistics Canada yesterday remained a bearish influence in the background, with canola supplies ahead of the harvest not as tight as anticipated. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both lower, while corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans down 9 cents in the November contract at $12.70 per bushel. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for much of the activity, with fund traders on the long side of the market looking to square up some of those positions a feature. Bearish technical signals added to the declines, with some stops hit on the way down. General pre-report expectations are for an increase in average soybean yields compared to earlier estimates, with a larger acreage base also likely after some planted area numbers were mistakenly released early. The USDA did report private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. That was supportive, with weekly export sales data delayed until Friday. Trucking disruptions in Brazil were being followed closely, as dozens of blockades around that country are slowing movement from the countryside to the ports. Corn traded near unchanged for most of the day, only down a quarter cent in the December contract at the close at $5.10 per bushel. Trade expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for a slight uptick in U.S. corn yields and acres compared to earlier estimates. Meanwhile, Brazil lowered their estimate on the size of their second corn crop. Wheat, it is weaker across the board. December spring wheat down 23 cents at $8.71 per bushel. Kansas City down 22 cents in December at $6.83 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 17 cents in December at $6.92 per bushel. Yesterday's larger-than-expected Canadian stocks data was a bearish influence for the second session in a row. A move below some key chart support levels added to the soft tone in wheat, with speculative selling a feature. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.